Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying God's will, the basis for life's decisions. In this session, we'll be looking at Genesis chapter 39, verses 19 to 23. What suffering is involved? Finding God's will for life's decisions. We've considered, what is God's design? We looked at Esther. Understanding the specific purposes for which God created each person, object, and relationship in my life, which brings self-acceptance. What is my responsibility? David is who we looked at, realizing that I'm responsible to God for every one of my thoughts, words, actions, attitudes, and motives. And that I must clear up every past offense to God and man, that I might have a clear conscience. Who has authority over this? Daniel. Recognizing that God works through human authorities to accomplish His work in the world and to give me protection, direction, and provision, that I can have inner peace. Self-acceptance, a clear conscience, inner peace. Well, then we consider what suffering is involved. And we get to consider Joseph and his trip to prison. Remember, he was sold into slavery by his brothers who were jealous of him. And then he went down to Egypt with the slave traders. He was sold to one of the king's officials, and he became a slave, and he began to take care of the things of the house, and became very responsible. And it also tells us, in fact, he got to the point where his master gave him responsible for everything, taking care of all of his affairs with regard to the house. And the property and the crops and everything. And on one of the occasions, an incident happened when his master was away. And that's where our text picks up in Genesis 39, beginning with the second part of verse 6, going down to verse 18. Let's look at that. Genesis 39, verse 6. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph. And she said, lie with me. But he refused and said to his master's wife, look, my master does not know what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. There is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you. Because you're his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? So it was, as she spoke to Joseph day by day, that he did not heed her to lie with her or to be with her. But it happened about this time when Joseph went inside the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house was inside, that she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. But he left his garment in her hand and fled and ran outside. And so it was when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and fled outside, that she called out to the men of the house and spoke to them, saying, see, he has brought into us a Hebrew to mock us. He came into me to lie with me, and I cried out with a loud voice. And it happened when he heard that I lifted my voice and cried out that he left his garment with me. And fled and went outside. So she kept his garment with her until her master came home. And then she spoke to him with words like these, saying, the Hebrew servant whom you brought to us came into me to mock me. So it happened as I lifted my voice and cried out that he left his garment with me and fled outside. Listen, suffering can come in different forms. It can come as the discipline of the Lord for sin. It can come as a result of someone else's sin. It can come as the process of maturing before the Lord. It can come as the plan of God unfolds in our life. But often it comes from the hand of other people. It often those closest to us. That was Joseph's case. Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. How can I rejoice amid suffering? By choosing to forgive those who brought it about. Did Joseph deserve the suffering he received? Did he forgive his offenders? Did he rejoice in his suffering? Joseph ran from temptation to sin, which was the right response. What happened to him? Well, he was falsely accused and wrongly imprisoned. Look at verses 19 and 20. So it was when his master heard the words which his wife spoke to him, saying, "Your servant did to me after this manner," and that his anger was aroused. Then Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in the prison. How did he respond? Well, it doesn't say. We can only assume based on the information that we have. What was the result? He received God's mercy, God's favor, and God's blessings. Look at verses 21 down to verse 23. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever they did there, it was his doing. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made to prosper. We know where Joseph ended up, second in Egypt only to Pharaoh. Many of God's greatest works are accomplished in and through the vehicle of suffering. Forgiveness of sin and salvation came through Jesus Christ suffering on the cross. Jacob made a great nation with a bad limp. David prepared for kingship at the point of the sword. Paul spread the gospel with a painful thorn of some kind. The key for Joseph was a promise. The same one we have. The Lord was with Joseph. Matthew chapter 18, the second part of verse 20, in the Great Commission, Jesus said, "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So the question, what suffering is involved? Will Satan oppose this? Am I prepared to stand alone? Will I experience limitations and discomfort? Will I be mocked or avoided? The critical issue is, why should we ask what suffering is involved? It's not to avoid possible suffering, but to be prepared for when it comes. Suffering seems endless and lonely at the time, but God will show his purpose in his time. And remember the saying, which is true, it's always darkest just before the dawn breaks through. Be a Joseph. Serve God during suffering. God knows how much burden we can bear at one time. He alone knows. We have his promise against overloading. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Did God provide an escape for Joseph? Yes. In fact, Joseph's time in prison was not only an escape, but also the passageway to the throne of Egypt. Discerning God's will learning to ask the questions and obey the answers. All the answers are in God's Word. Forgive your offenders and accept suffering that God might accomplish His will in your life. You have a great day.